Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher, dictating an endoscopy report on Lisa Fedinich, F-E-D-Y-N-I-C-H, date of birth 12-19-1965, date of procedure January 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Donna Bacon. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Description procedure, indication is change in bowel habits with diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain, comma, dyspepsia, comma, weight loss. Description procedure form consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, oral explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, while lubricated limbs with your gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus in advance and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, a retroflexy was obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, forward withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam was around period, while lubricated limbs with your colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, in advance into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. Careful the terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retroflexy was obtained at the rectum period. Bowel prep was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7-2-3-2 period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, next line is at colonoscopy. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, was evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the right, transverse, left, and rectum for histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was evidence of mild erythema in the rectum, comma, this could have been from prep artifact. Next line, there was pandiverticulosis coli noted with some impacted ticks. Next line, there was left-sided melanosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation of abdominal pain. Next line, patient does note that the diarrhea and the nausea has subsided. However, she does continue to endorse abdominal pain. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.